It was enjoyable, yeah. I suppose Premiership's a tough league, and every week it's really physical and attritional. And I suppose for front five forwards, if you don't kind of man up to those kind of occasions, you know, you'll come out second best. So yeah, we were massively disappointed how we went down in London Irish as a pack of forwards. So I think we needed to bring it today, but we're no doubt that, you know, things went our way a bit as well. You know, that break, and if it goes to hand, but sometimes you need a little rub of the green, and I think we're getting it this week, whereas, you know, it hasn't always gone our way. So over the course of the season, I think we'll take breaks like that.
Do you think the group mentally are stronger now than you were earlier in the season, and that's why you were able to see the game out today?
Yeah, I do. I think to be fair, early in the season we were making mistakes all the time, you know, but we'd fix it and we wouldn't make the same mistake twice, if you know what I'm saying. We had an amazing ability of making new mistakes, though, and I think there's a maturity now in the squad, especially 9 and 10 have done a great job of steadying the ship, and I think they've done they keep us in the right parts of the pitch. But I think you're right, I think there's a bit of experience, and that's what you want, guys to learn and get better at this level, and I think that's what we're getting.
And to that end, so Francois coming in has made a big impact, you'd say?
Yeah, absolutely. He's been great. And Tom's been great at kind of controlling where we play and how we play. And, you know, the mix he's put into his game, I think he's come on an awful lot as the season's gone on. And that's what we're about, growing potential. You know, guys being given a chance and getting better at a top-flight rugby, you know. And I think you know, when you've been around it for an awful long time, it's great to actually be around, because there's a great energy.
As the game was running today, were you feeling that you just needed to chip away at the scoreboard, particularly after the first 20 minutes had gone through and it was still at 0-0?
Yeah, I think GJ did a great job. Just, you know, sometimes there you can try to do too much and try to keep kicking to the corners, where it's, you know, where we are in the league now, it's a cup final every week. So we just need to, you know, keep the scoreboard ticking over, and I think he did a great job of that.
Dean made the point today that Simon Cross has put a lot of work into your defence, and that really showed today in terms of your organisational ability, other than that one break you mentioned, but you didn't give Irish very much.
Yeah, I think so, and to be fair, they bring an awful lot in attack, and to be able to kind of go maybe 6-7 phases there and not have any line breaks within your defence is an awful lot. And Crossy does an awful lot of work with guys individually as well as a big group, and I love working with him because he doesn't take it, okay, you're 37, he takes it that you can learn and improve and get better in the type of defence he wants to play. And I'll be honest, it's tough, you can't be left on the line. If you're sitting on your heels, you'll look bad on the video on Monday, and I like working under him because you get challenged.
He taught you that deft pass today as well, did he?
No, not at all. They probably should have gone. I don't think we want front five in those type of positions. I think we'd all rather, you know, our more skillful backs. But I'm just glad we got the result.
Given the way the table is now, 16 points ahead of the bottom team, 4 to play, are you looking to see, right, can we catch Bath? Can we catch Sale?
I'll be honest with you, we're looking at process. So how can we go out on Saturdays and put what we have said in place during the week? And I think if we do that, results have fallen out the back. Before we were all so worried about getting the result and not actually worried about, you know, how we do it. And I think the coaches, I don't want to sound like a brown nose or anything, but they're doing an incredible job of getting us prepped for every team we play. And if we can reflect the week on a Saturday, I think we're in a good spot.
And is that what coaches you have played under before have tried to do?
Yeah, I suppose there is, but I'll be honest, it gives you massive energy when when the coaches give you a play or a pattern to put out on the pitch, and you do it and you get a result out of it. I think everyone just, you know, grows a little bit, that they've done their work and that we're good, well prepped. And I think right now, you know, we're in a good spot.
And just lastly, just a thought about Exeter. Is that why they are so good? Because their processes are good?
Yeah, absolutely. They're a quality team. And I think, to be fair, they're the people's team at the moment. Everyone wants to see them go well. Personally, myself, they're the team I shout for in Europe. Just like what they're about, like what they stand for. you know, and they're a benchmark for us. You know, they have done an incredible job since they've, you know, been promoted, and you know, they're the flagship for the rest of us to kind of benchmark ourselves.
Thank you.